Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, grace to you and peace from God our Father and from the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
What is the point of today's gospel reading about the boy Jesus in the temple? I asked my mother that question as we discussed the reading Friday, driving back from Austin. And she jokingly said that the point of the reading is that parents should not worry where their 12-year-old children are. If only she had practiced that. What my mother said jokingly seems to be said seriously by Jesus in the gospel reading. Mary and Joseph should not have been looking for Jesus, but should have known that he would be in his father's house. Yet is that the point of the gospel reading? Is that apparent rebuke of Mary and Joseph, or any other rebuke, the primary reason the Holy Spirit inspired St. Luke to record the very words of the reading? At the beginning of his gospel account, St. Luke does state his general purpose of writing an orderly account in order for Theophilus to have certainty concerning the things he had been taught. But to be sure, St. Luke does not state a specific reason for recording this specific event. But that lack of a specific reason for recording this specific event does not keep us from learning and growing by the Holy Spirit's working through the reading, from our also having certainty regarding the things that we have been taught. This second Sunday after Christmas, we consider the gospel reading, and we do so under the theme, Wisdom and Understanding. In St. Luke's gospel account, some 12 years have passed since the 40-day-old Jesus was brought up to the temple in Jerusalem and presented to the Lord for his service, which presentation was the focus of the gospel reading last week. That gospel reading ended with the same verse that began today's gospel reading, which tells how the child Jesus grew and became strong, how he was filled with wisdom, and how the favor or grace of God was upon him. Today's reading similarly ends telling how Jesus increased in wisdom and in stature and in favor or grace with God and people. In between those Old Testament-style growth summaries that bookend today's reading, as it were, is this event of the boy Jesus in the temple, in its house of instruction, or the pillared halls of its outer courts. Whether he was learning himself or teaching, he nevertheless amazed all who heard him with his understanding and his answers. Jesus' wisdom and understanding are in sharp contrast to his parents. They're not knowing that Jesus stayed behind in Jerusalem. They're wrongly supposing him to be in their group, and they're not understanding the saying that he spoke to them. In spiritual matters, we're in about the same condition by nature. We are not wise, but foolish, and we completely lack understanding. With the Small Catechism's explanation to the third article of the Apostles' Creed, we confess that we cannot, by our own reason or strength, believe in Jesus Christ our Lord or come to him. Like Mary and Joseph, even we to whom the Spirit has enabled to believe, at times still do not know things that we should. We make wrong suppositions, and we fail properly to understand God's word. In short, we think, say, and do all kinds of things that we should not, and we fail to think, say, and do all kinds of things that we should. As a result, we deserve temporal and eternal punishment. And yet, where at times Jesus's meaning is concealed or hidden from his followers, such does not appear to be the case in today's gospel reading in particular, nor is it the case with the gospel in general. Openly and repeatedly, God calls us, both to repent of our sinful natures and of all of our sins, and to believe in Jesus for the forgiveness of that sin. Perhaps the things that we have been taught, that today's gospel record of this specific event helps us have certainty concerning, are such things as who Jesus is and what he has done for us. For Jesus' identity and his purpose are central both to today's reading as a whole and to Jesus' first recorded words in particular. As we hear, Jesus is the divine Son of God the Father, not of the man Joseph. And yet Jesus is also the human Son of the Blessed Virgin Mary. According to Jesus' divine nature, he knew all things. But according to his human nature, he had limited knowledge. He had to be taught and grow in knowledge. Or as the reading put it, be filled with an increase in wisdom. During his state of humiliation, Jesus did not always or fully use those things, such as his divine wisdom and omniscience, that were his by virtue of the personal union of his two natures. But in today's gospel reading, Jesus gives us a glimpse of his wisdom, the wisdom that exceeds that of Solomon, whose wisdom we heard of in today's Old Testament reading. Even the 12-year-old Jesus knew who he was, and he knew why he came. From his earliest days, Jesus not only kept the law, such as those laws regarding the Passover and being submissive to parents, but he ultimately made up for our failing to keep all of the law. He made up for our failing to keep all of the law by his being our spotless lamb, sacrificed for our sins, so that, as it were, the angel of death passes over us. Jesus must be in his heavenly Father's house, among his heavenly Father's things, doing his heavenly Father's work, ultimately being the sacrifice on the cross for all of us, for our sin. And after 3 days, rising from the grave to show that God the Father accepted that sacrifice on our behalf. In Jesus Christ, through his blood, as today's epistle reading put it, we have redemption, the forgiveness of sins, the forgiveness of trespasses. With the riches of his grace so upon us by faith, we stand in his favor, whether or not we always stand in the grace or favor of other people. We might wish for more details about Jesus' childhood in the gospel accounts, but they appropriately concentrate on his later life and on his redeeming work for us. And yet, even in what the gospel accounts tell us of Jesus' childhood, they anticipate his passion and his resurrection, and they point us to where we will find him today, namely in his word and in his sacraments. The very saying or words that Mary did not understand, she treasured up in her heart to a definite result, perhaps her being a source that the Holy Spirit used in inspiring St. Luke's production of the very words of today's gospel reading. Mary clung to the word, and so do we. We search for Jesus in his word. As Mary and Joseph went up to Jerusalem according to custom, we who have been made God's children in holy baptism make ourselves the custom of regularly confessing privately to a pastor the sins that we know and feel in our hearts for the sake of receiving individual holy absolution. And so absolved, we are in the custom of regularly receiving Holy Communion, our Passover feast, as it were, on this altar, at this rail. The same Jesus who was physically present in the temple is physically present here, both in bread that is in his body given for you and for me, and in wine that is his blood shed for you and for me, for the forgiveness of our sins, and so for life and for salvation. We wisely receive all of God's gift, even if we do not always or ever understand how they can be what they are. For in such ordinary ways of words, water, bread, and wine, we have the amazing experience of encountering God's divine glory and living in his forgiveness of sins. More than rebuke for our failures to have wisdom and understanding as we should, let today's gospel reading, with its presentation of Jesus' wisdom and understanding, give us certainty concerning the things that we have been taught. And let today's gospel reading also strengthen and comfort us with the forgiveness of sins each and every day, until, like Jesus, we too dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Amen.
Amen.
The peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.